In London, demonstrators have chanted "No justice, no peace" outside the U.S. embassy, but also in front of Britain's House of Parliament, and the protesters invoke the names of Britons like Mark Duggan, Shiku Bio, Sean Rigg, Sarah Reid, and Cherry Grosh, all members of the black community who died during interactions with law enforcement, along with the names of slain Americans like George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Tamir Rice, and Philando Castile. The incidents of police violence in Britain, where officers do not generally carry firearms, is dramatically lower than in the United States. Since 2015, police in the United States have shot and killed around 1,000 people each year, with black people twice as likely to die at the hands of law enforcement as white people, according to an online database maintained by the Washington Post. In England and Wales, the number of people fatally shot by police in 2019 was 3. But while the number of violent encounters is small, the racial pattern is similar. A disproportionate number of black people are stopped and searched, and a disproportionate number of black people are dying in interactions with the police, says Arike Oke, managing director of the Black Cultural Archives, a cultural heritage center that preserves and celebrates the histories of American and Caribbean people in Britain. In fact, of the 292 people in England and Wales who died while in police custody or soon after over the past 15 years, 23 or 8% were black, according to the Independent Office for Police Conduct, even though they make up just 3% of the population. As in the United States, the pandemic has only added to racial imbalances in Britain, where the risk of dying from COVID is more than 3 times higher for black men and nearly 2.5 times higher for black women than white people of the same gender, according to data from the Office for National Statistics. Inequalities in healthcare, housing, and economic opportunities are believed to play a major role.